Now let's keep going and look at this very important question. What is freedom? Well, growing up in the 60s, we all wanted freedom. We sang about it, we talked about it, we marched for it, but in reality, most of us didn't know what real freedom was. I suppose we wanted the freedom to do whatever we wanted to do, but soon realized that that's not freedom at all. That was slavery. The greatest freedom is the freedom from being the servant of sin. Perhaps many just don't realize that they are indeed indentured slaves to sin. Very often, we think we are in control, but in reality, we are being led by our own sinful lusts and desires. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We have all committed acts that are sinful, every one of us, and to deny that is to close your eyes and deny an obvious reality. Now let's consider the words of the Lord Jesus in John 8:34 through 36. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." As sinners, we're the servants of sin. We're helpless to rid ourselves of this harsh taskmaster. How often we want to stop living lives of sin, but find ourselves continually drawn back under its spell. Without Christ, we are trapped in servitude to our sinful nature. The Lord goes on to tell us that the servant does not abide forever in the house. That means that the servant has no legal claim to the household. He is but a slave and has no relationship to the owner of the house. Those who have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her Savior have no relationship with God. It's only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that we are brought into a relationship with the Lord. The Lord Jesus said in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Romans 6:16 tells us, "Know ye not that the whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." As sinners, men naturally yield themselves and become the servants of sin. However, if we yield ourselves to the Lord and obey his command to be saved, we become the righteous children of God. We become free indeed. Has the Lord truly commanded us to be saved? Indeed he has. Listen to his words to Nicodemus in John 3:7. "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." The Lord commands us to be born again, or to be born from above, by trusting in him as our Savior. To refuse his offer of salvation is an act of disobedience. Now let's read Romans 6:17 and 18. "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." True freedom is found in being free from the power and penalty of sin and becoming servants of righteousness. Freedom is found in servanthood? Yes, it certainly is. It is only those who know Christ as their Savior that have the power and privilege of being servants of the Most High God. As Romans 6:22 tells us, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." As we read earlier, if Christ makes us free, then and only then are we truly free. It's by being a servant of the Lord that we are free and find rest. In Matthew 11:29, the Lord says to us, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." And then 1 Corinthians 7:22 tells us, "For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant."